Livio, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as fry as snakes and as innocent as dolphins. Jesus said, "The Pharisees and the teachers of the law have taken the keys of knowledge and have hidden them. They haven't entered, nor have they allowed those who want to enter to do so. As for you, be as sly as snakes and as innocent as doves." Gospel of Thomas, verse 39. Jesus, in the three of the four Gospels of the New Testament, that is, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Matthew, and the Gospel of Luke, visited the Temple of Jerusalem during the Passover feast only once at the end of his missionary work. However, he in the Gospel of John visited the Temple during the Passover feast three times. So, it seems that Jesus' missionary work spanned at least 3 years. According to the Gospel of John, Jesus made a debut to the religious society of Jerusalem with testimony of John the Baptist in Bethany. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19-34. And in the next year, he went up to Jerusalem and made a drastic measure, that is, made a whip out of the cord and drove all the merchants from the temple area. By the way, the Passover feast is celebrated on the 14th or 15th day counting from the new moon of Nisan, March to April on the Gregorian calendar. Nisan is the first month of the Jewish calendar. It corresponds to January in the solar calendar. So, even though it was the next year, it passed less than a month from his debut. Not only did Jesus step into the temple and drive away the merchants, but he boasted to the priest who demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13-20. Spiritual reverse equals restoration of the primitive integration. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He came to Jesus at that night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely, he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You shouldn't be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1-8. It seems that Jesus revealed to Nicodemus that the primitive integration is only restored through spiritual rebirth, or the so-called five washing of Zen Buddhism. the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Afterwards, he stayed in the Judean countryside with his disciples and started the activity of baptizing with the Holy Spirit. But his disciples seem to have baptized the newcomers with water. Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 22. Jesus then revealed the essence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the synagogue of Capernaum, a town of the northern bank of the Sea of Galilee, as follows. I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefather ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. Many of his disciples who heard this said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" and left Jesus and no longer followed him. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 53-66. Free one, mysterious substance. Except for Thomas, only Nathanael and Philip could understand the word of Jesus at that time. But John, James, both the greater and the less, and Peter probably couldn't understand. According to the Gospel of Thomas, recognition of the original self as the children of the light, or the children of Father, is a realization of the kingdom of God, and it is the essence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It seems that Thomas established this quintessence as a doctrine of free one mysterious substance during his preaching tour of India and China after Jesus' death. The doctrine of free one mysterious substance not only had a seismic effect on the Mahayana Buddhism movement that had emerged in India at the time, and became the catalyst for the rise of the philosophy of Tian Tai Huaiyan and Zen Buddhism in China, but also contributed to the birth of Islam. Huaiyan philosophy, Chinese Huaiyan Buddhist, Chen Guan, 760-820, preached that reality or truth, which is absolutely free from spatial and temporal limitations, is ever manifested in Xi, appearance, which is under spatial and temporal limitations. Another Huaiyan Buddhist, Fa Tan, 643-720, said, "Li does not exist without Shi, for what is pure is ever mixed. What is absolute reality is ever manifested in appearance. Shi comprises Li in its entirety, for what is mixed is ever pure. Li and Shi exist freely by themselves, yet there is no impediment between what is pure and what is mixed. As soon as one understands this, one's mind is simply and abruptly enlightened. However, in fact, few can really reach this level of intellection through such metaphysical approach. Therefore, the leading masters of Zen Buddhism, Dongshan Liaojie and Linji Yixian, developed their distinctive pedagogical methods or formulas, such as Wei Pian Chen, the five relations between particularity and universality, and Su Liao Qian, four processes for the liberation of subjectivity and objectivity, respectively. Tian Tai philosophy. Indian Mahayana Buddhist Nagarjuna, 150-250, described this theory in his book, The Treatise on the Middle Way, and stated, Dharma, phenomena, are born of causation and conditions. I say they are thus empty. They are also called the temporary name, and that is also the truth of the Middle Way. In this world, individual events and things perceived by men through their five senses are merely provisional names given to each process of changes. Thus, they are called a temporary name, and they are not substantive, so-called emptiness. However, the truth only exists as universality within individual events and things, and does not exist without individual appearances. Therefore, Nagarjuna called it the truth of the Middle Way. During Wei Qing and Southern and Northern Dynasties period, 220-589 CE of China, Hui Wen, 550-577, the founder of Tian Tai Buddhism, who led this birth and at once perceived the triple truth, namely, the truth of emptiness, the truth of temporariness, and the truth of me, explained as follows. These three, emptiness, temporariness, and me, penetrate one another and are founded perfectly harmonized and united. One shouldn't consider the three truths as separate, but as the perfectly harmonious threefold truths. The main scripture of esoteric Buddhism, Mahavairocana Tantra, introduces a method of meditation called Asukwan or Ajikan, right of meditating upon the Sanskrit syllable A, as a measure of realizing the intrinsic self-condition of human beings. According to it, all of the universe and human life are attributed to A, and A is regarded as the root of all dharmas. Asukwan is none other than bodily understanding, the substance of all things are non-occurrence in nature. Asukwan is a religious meditation to visualize this principle. The scripture also adverts the content of the Asukwan be divided into following three parts. Guan Sheng, Guan Zi, and Guan Shi Xiang. These three parts are the method of one mind satisfaction at the same time. However, when beginning to learn the practice, it is often difficult to enter the mystery. So for convenience, it can be viewed separately. And it explains the key points of Guan Sheng, Guan Zi, and Guan Shi Xiang as follows. 1. Guan Sheng, three sons. One makes stipulation mudra with his hand and says, ah, as his breath comes in and out, and trust his voice to his breath, and breath is steadily. 2. Quanzu, see letter. One views the letter of the word ah. One should be concentrated on it moment to moment, and devote himself completely to the letter ah, so that his delusion will retreat day by day. 3. Guan Shi Xiang. One contemplates the letter of the word ah, the image lotus or moon, to realize that everything in the universe is not born from the beginning but exists as it is. By the way, this scripture whose full name is Mahabhairochana Abhisambodhi Bhikkhu Vita Adishutana Tantra was translated into Chinese by Subhakara Sinha from India and Buddhist monks of Tang Dynasty in 724, and also translated into Tibetan by Shilen Drabodi and Kapelchek in 812. But the original Sanskrit text hasn't been discovered. Thus, it seems to have been established in the middle of the 7th century. It is said that the founder of Japanese Shingon sect, Kobodai Shikukai, brought it to Japan. Examples of meditation methods for training in the Shingon sect include Susoku-kan, Asoku-kan, and Gachirin-kan. Quan and 3-1 mysterious substance. The reason why A was regarded as the root of all dharmas is probably due to the prosperity of Jinjiao, Keijo, luminous religion that prized Allah as the eternal true road of 3-1 mysterious substance. When the practitioners of the Shingon sect envision the content of enlightenment, make various symbolic signs with the fingers of their hands as manifestations. These signs are called mudra. If one raises his right hand to the level of his chest with the palm facing forward, that is a form of semi-in and represents bestowing fearlessness. If one sits with crossed his legs and places the palm of both his hands on top of each other in front of his belly, this gesture is specifically called Hokkaijo in the Dharma Ram Meditation Mudra, which is famous for being taken on the occasion of Zen meditation. In the case of Hokkaijo-in of the esoteric Buddhism, sometimes one makes a ring with his thumb and forefinger, or middle finger, or ring finger. Therefore, the portrait of Jesus in a pose in which a ring is made with a ring finger and the thumb of his right hand and the remaining three fingers are raised, known as the representative icon of the Eastern Church, seem to integrate Semu-in, which encourages the opponent to don't be afraid, and Hokkaijo-in, which is a gesture of meditation. As sly as snakes and as innocent as doves. Jesus said, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law have taken the keys of knowledge and have hidden them. They have not entered, nor have they allowed those who want to enter to do so. As for you, be as sly as snakes and as innocent as doves. Gospel of Thomas, verse 39. According to Mr. Sasan Arai, author of the Japanese version of the Gospel of Thomas, the phrase keys of knowledge in the verse 39 of the Gospel of Thomas is almost the same with parallel word in chapter 11, verse 52 of the Gospel of Luke. However, in the Gospel of Thomas, knowledge is singular and key is plural. In the Gospel of Luke, knowledge is plural and key is singular. In the Gospel of Luke, the knowledges to reach heaven are various, but there is only one key through those knowledge to heaven. On the other hand, in the parallel article of chapter 23, verse 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, the part corresponding to the key of knowledge is the kingdom of heaven. The expression as sly as snakes and innocent as doves is almost the same as the later half of chapter 10, verse 16 of the Gospel of Matthew as below. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as a snake and as innocent as doves. However, in the Gospel of Thomas, this word is used in a completely different context. To Thomas, knowledge, gnosis, is the recognition of the original self, even from the description in the verses 3 and 67 of the Gospel of Thomas. In other words, knowledge is a kingdom of heaven itself, and there is only one, but there are various keys to reach it. Therefore, you must find it, the key, as slyly as a snake, and return to the original self obediently like a dove. In other words, to restore the primitive integration. To be continued.